Sometimes small complaints can trigger absurdly large medical bills. We're joined now by Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, editor-in-chief of our partner Kaiser Health News, to talk about a bill to treat a toenail fungus and what happened next. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
The bill we're talking about is $1,469 for medication for a woman here in Washington, D.C. Tell me the story.
Well, Ann Soloviev went to her dermatologist just for a skin check. She didn't even realize she had a toenail problem. And the physician assistant who saw her said, "Oh, you have toenail fungus. Let us call in a prescription." And she thought, yeah, sure, why not?
Not a big deal.
It wasn't bothering me, but why not treat it? That's where the trouble began.
So she didn't know the cost of the medication, right?
No, she didn't ask, and the physician assistant didn't tell.
Uh-huh.
So the PA calls in the prescription to a mail order pharmacy. The mail order pharmacy calls Ann to say, "What's your insurance?" She tells them she has really good insurance and she has a health savings account or health reimbursement account to cover all of those medical costs that her insurance doesn't cover.
So she's very well covered.
She's golden. She shouldn't have a problem here. But she discovers belatedly that this prescription for toenail fungus is almost $1,500 a month.
Wow.
And she's supposed to be using it for 11 months. And the problem is the first month of this prescription alone had drained her health savings account to nothing, unbeknownst to her.
All right, let's pick this apart a little bit. Because I'm assuming that there were other ways to treat this particular complaint that might not have been so astronomically expensive.
Yes, there are a wide array of choices for people with mild toenail fungus.
And at no point did the doctor or anyone say, these are the alternatives, this is what it costs.
No. All it was here's something you could use, put it on for the next 11 months, we'll call in prescription, it'll take care of it, don't worry.
Did you reach out to the doctor's office and to the pharmacy to find out
We reached out to everyone. And basically they said, as so many doctors are wont to say, we don't think about price when we prescribe. We just want to give,
best thing that's out there.
The best. But I would have to say in this case, there's not even proof that this is the best. In the studies that got this drug approved, this drug was only effective in curing toenail fungus from 6 to about 9% of the time after 11 months of treatment.
Oh.
So it's not even a very effective drug.
From your reporting on this, though, why do doctors do this? They say it's not about cost, but is there an ulterior motive, something that makes certain doctors push certain medicines?
Yeah, I think it's very complicated and it's different in each case. In some cases, doctors have financial relationships with pharmaceutical companies. We actually looked in this case and we didn't find any. But I think a lot of it is kind of willful ignorance, like it's not important to them. And they didn't do their due diligence before prescribing it to patients would be my take on what happened.
Is there any recourse for Ann?
This year, no. In fact, when she called the pharmacist to say, this happened, you know, this one prescription drained my HSA, and she said, and I'm going to report this to Bill of the Month, the pharmacist said, I hope NPR can help you.
We want to see more bills, whether they're unusually high or just interesting. If you'd like to participate and have Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal do some digging around, please go to NPR's Shots blog. That's npr.org/shots. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.